Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November 8th, 2011, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 Council Representative Mark Gangler reporting. United's annual benefits open enrollment for 2012 will begin on November 10th and close on November 29th, 2011. United has mailed the benefits preview to all flight attendants and retirees, highlighting the changes for 2012. United will also be mailing a benefits decision guide with more specific information and instructions for the enrollment process. We encourage you to review the information mailed from United to your home and make any changes necessary before enrollment closes. UAL's Your Benefits Resources, YBR, is easily accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website. Or you may call the United Airlines Benefits Center with questions regarding enrolling using YBR for your 2012 benefits at 800-651-1007. We all know how Wall Street recklessness crashed the global economy, and the American taxpayers bailed out the big banks to the price of $4.7 trillion. Wall Street has recovered. However, on Main Street, family incomes continue to decline, job creation has stalled, and 42 million people are living in poverty. As working Americans, we've done our part. Now it's time for Wall Street to do more. One way is through a tiny sales tax on each Wall Street trade, a financial speculation tax. Known as the Robin Hood tax, this tiny tax would be felt primarily by high-volume, high-speed traders who deal in stocks, bonds, foreign currency bets, derivatives, and other Wall Street financial products. With a tax of only a fraction of a penny, billions of dollars could be raised to create jobs, lay the groundwork for long-term economic prosperity, and help reduce the national debt. The financial speculation tax also would discourage risky Wall Street speculation and encourage longer-term investments that would strengthen rather than endanger the economy. Legislation introduced recently by Senator Tom Harkin, D, Iowa, and Representative Peter DeFazio, D, Oregon, the Wall Street Trading and Speculators Tax Act, puts a financial speculation tax on the congressional agenda. Now, we need to help strengthen it and build support in Congress. Please go to our website and support legislation to require Wall Street to get America and its workers back to work. Mesaba Airlines flight attendants are taking a strong, unified stance for their rights in a merger with Pinnacle. Management has attempted to squeeze out their contract, their seniority, and their AFA representation by constantly redefining the merger with Pinnacle and Colgan. Now, management is telling Mesaba flight attendants that their jobs are going away and they must sign an offer of employment to work at Pinnacle for one-third of the seniority, none of their contractual protections, and no AFA representation. AFA is dedicated to fighting for fair and equitable seniority integration, along with the opportunity to negotiate the best provisions in one contract for all flight attendants, Mesaba, Pinnacle, and Colgan. This matters for all AFA members and all flight attendants in the industry. Union representation, contract negotiations, and defending our profession do not take place in a vacuum. What happens to one of us affects all of us. We're in this together. Join us in standing up for Mesaba flight attendants and their new flying partners from Pinnacle and Colgan as part of the same airline. The latest issue of Negotiations in You is in the mail and is available on our website. The focus in this issue is on expedited mediation. These negotiations will be extremely challenging, and we face a great deal of dedication and work on both sides if we are to be successful. The time is now to move forward collaboratively and together to reach an agreement which provides improvements and recognizes the priorities as identified as being key to our new contract. Accomplishing this stepping stone will provide the foundation upon which we build our negotiations for a single contract. Our negotiating committee's ability to successfully negotiate our flight attendant priorities is directly related to the support of us standing firmly behind them at the table. The negotiating committee creates the opportunity for contractual improvements through negotiations. We provide the power to make those improvements a reality through our solidarity. Do your part. Wear your AFA pin and tie a gold ribbon on your crew bag, sign the postcard to Jeff Smizek, and encourage your flying partners to do the same. We all have a lot to gain with these four simple actions. The next expedited mediation session will be November 14th through 18th in Washington, D.C. The agenda for this date is expected to include reserve, monthly, quarterly maximums, trip trading, and any of the other major issues that have already been on the agenda from our first two sessions. More information regarding the expedited mediation process can be found on our website in the expedited mediation section or by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network FAN newsletter on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.